I see you. I see you. When I look out upon this congregation, I see beauty and courage and goodness and pain. I see you. When I look upon this congregation, I see diagnoses, gut punch, mortality summoning diagnoses. I see old age having its way. I see you. I see infants brand new to this world, and more joy in their parents' and grandparents' heart than there is water in the ocean. I see you. I see amazing people, gifted people who have been let go of jobs or can't find the work you know you are capable of doing. I see you. I see widows and widowers with large, large holes in your hearts, yet soldiering on. I see persons who have triumphed over addiction and for whom every day sober is triumph and victory. And I see one still in thrall to substances that alter both mind and body. I see you. I see survivor and fighter battling demons and terrors of the night. I see you. I see students amassing debt even as you acquire knowledge, anxious over what jobs might or might not be there when you graduate, and anxious too about your love life, and is there that partner, that special other? I see you. I see you grappling with social media and undone by a 24-hour, nonstop, round-the-clock news cycle with cameras focused in hard on the worst of human behaviors, not on our best. Cameras trained on human hatred and violence, on despair and on human tragedy, so much human tragedy, so overwhelming you're not sure you can bear looking at it any longer. I see you. I see you writing obituaries for your own parents and laying them to rest and sorting through the material stuff they left behind, photos and furniture, and you stepping up, becoming the new elders, wondering, when did this happen? I see you. And I see you here now in this house and home of God, exceedingly earnestly attentive to an ancient ethic, an almost impossibly high ethic, an ancient ethic calling us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. An ancient ethic captured in a story Jesus tells, the story of the Good Samaritan. It's up there in the center. A traveler is attacked, beaten, robbed, and left in a ditch to die. By chance, a priest walks by, sees the man bleeding in the ditch, and walks by on the other side and passes by without helping. Then also by chance, a deacon traveling the same road happens by the same spot, sees the same man bleeding in the same ditch, and also passes by on the other side. And finally, a third man, a Samaritan. We all hate Samaritans. A Samaritan is traveling that same road, and upon seeing the same man in the same ditch, the Samaritan stops and helps, binds his wounds, helps him to his feet, seats him on his donkey, takes him to the nearest inn, and pays the innkeeper for the man's food and board. And the story teaches that we're supposed to do that. We're supposed to do what the Samaritan did. The story is considered by many the very heart and soul of Christianity. In other words, you don't really need to know anything about else about Christianity. If you're that good Samaritan, good. You're good with God. The story suggests that to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus, is to show kindness. That's it. Full stop. That's the summary, the nutshell version. When all is said and done, it's not about what you believe. It's about whether you give evidence in your life of human kindness. But frankly, that is a very tall order. The world has changed. Today, if you happened upon a guy bleeding and robbed, you might call 911, 911, but you're not going to put a perfect stranger in your car or on your bike or on your back. You could get robbed. The stranger could have AIDS and he's bleeding. Or the guy you're trying to help, he may not even want your help. May not. This isn't the first century. We have 911 and we have first responders and then there's litigation. Amen. And yet here you are in God's house, exceedingly earnestly attentive to this high ancient ethic. I see you. Here you are, aching to fix this bleeding and bruised world, longing to bind up wounds, to help and heal, to soothe and comfort, to make it better. I see you. Here you are, yearning to show some compassion, some human kindness. I see you, and I love that about you. I love that about you. God bless you. And here's what I know. And don't tell Jesus I said this. Here's what I know. You can't be the good Samaritan to every person in every ditch. You can't. The world has changed, the needs are prodigious, overwhelming, and the world isn't a safe place. But together, here's the thing, together as church, we are mightier than the sum of our parts. Together as church, we support victims of hurricane and flood, earthquake and fire, famine and warfare through emergency grants with our partners on the ground in places of dire need all over this world. As a church, as a member church of the United Church of Christ, we have partners on the ground everywhere, and we can help. You can't take in every unhoused person in Boston, but together, we founded and we support Boston Warm, a day shelter for the unhoused, which is so much more than a place to rest, though it is that. It's food and drink. It's companionship, services, haircutting, nurses. And this, it is unconditional love. Try that out. It's the showing of kindness. You can't take in every single mother who is in danger of sliding into poverty and homelessness, but together as Old South Church, we support City Missions A Lift Up. A Lift Up is an intensive 2-year voluntary homelessness prevention program for low-income single mothers and their families who are at risk of sliding into homelessness. And several times a year in that chapel right over there, to much hoopla and cake and ice cream and celebration and balloons and laughter and applause, some 12 or 20 women receive certificates and graduate from that program. And you can't on your own provide an elegant old chapel for these graduations or a grant annually of $25,000, but as a church, we do that. Together, we do that. You can't on your own protect immigrants under immediate deportation orders, but as Old South Church, working with partner congregations, we stood between ICE and a man under immediate orders of deportation for 16 months. He was in sanctuary. And the lawyering got done, and he's not under an order for deportation, and he's back with his family. None of us could have done that on our own. We did it together, and we did it with 7 other congregations. In this, our 350th anniversary year, We are stepping up our response to Jesus' command that we love our neighbor. So I ask you to do what Catherine asked earlier, is take up the white insert in your bulletin. Take a look at everything listed there and ask yourself, can I join forces with this church this year to be a neighbor, the neighbor God is calling me to be? This weekend, we launched this partnership with Snowden International High School, stepping up our neighborliness to this public school serving over 500 high schoolers. Their headmaster, Gene Roundtree, he is a good man with a big heart. And he and his teachers are valiantly working to literally save the lives and the futures of 500 kids every single day in the school year. Maybe you can help with that. You can help us name, face, and overcome the sin of racism, learning to be neighbor to persons whose skin color is different than yours. You can help build a bed for a local child in poverty. Your family can participate in our soup kitchen, preparing meals in our large kitchen, and then carrying them out onto the streets, delivering them to unhoused neighbors. You can show kindness to God's imperiled creation at the global climate strike. I see you. When I look on this congregation, I see beauty and courage and goodness and pain. I see you aching to ease human suffering, aching to make this world kinder and gentler for those who need it. And I see you feeling overwhelmed and discouraged at the extent of human misery, and so you should. And so you should. So you can't do this on your own. You can't. Don't even try. You'll make yourself miserable, and you will fail at other things like your care for your family and your friends. But here's the thing, church. Together, forces joined, arms linked, prayers ascending, money pooled, volunteers signed up, sleeves rolled up, hearts breaking, tears welling, defeating despair, defiantly hopeful. Together we can heal and soothe, champion and companion. We can. Together, not any of us on our own, but together we can live out the high ethic to which Jesus calls us. Together we give witness to an ethic of kindness, a morality at whose heart and center is compassion. God isn't asking you to save the world. God's already got that. Amen. All God asks of us is our open hearts, a little human kindness, and evidence of compassion. And I see you. You've got it. You've got it in spades.